It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
I absolutely think it's time for gossip. And today, Halle Berry will be a fan of Chris Hemsworth for life because she says he stood up for her on the set of their upcoming movie. And not just her. She felt like he was standing up for a woman, which is a, you know, we need more men to do that. Damon Wayans, on the other hand, says he fell for a younger woman back in 2001 and then found out she dated his nephew.
I was in love with her. That's the thing. But he was, it wasn't like they were in love.
So he dated her.
Do you know how small the pool is out here in Cali?
Apparently it's pretty small because if you remember, Wilmer Valderrama dated Demi Lovato, Lindsay Lohan, and Mandy Moore when all of them were teenagers. And Fergie briefly dated Justin Timberlake when she was 23 and he was 16. Ew. Netflix released a trailer for Havoc. It's about a failed drug deal, a troubled detective who dives into the criminal underworld to rescue a politician's son, uncovering a citywide conspiracy. Take a listen.
My son is not a killer.
This kid is public enemy number one.
Your son just started a gang war. They just want to shoot him dead. That's the end of his story.
I make one phone call. You go down for life. Get him back.
It looks good. It stars Tom Hardy, Forrest Whitaker, and premieres April 25th on Netflix. Original Beatles drummer Pete Best is retiring. Yes, he apparently has been performing all these years. Blondie drummer Clem Burke unfortunately passed away at 70 on Sunday after a private cancer battle. The band, led by Debbie Harry and Chris Stein, shared the sad news on social media. Clem once spoke about the internet's influence on music as kind of a double-edged sword.
We were lucky to kind of be at that sort of maybe the last, second to last wave of bands that did it in a very traditional way, you know, developing on the streets, playing in clubs, putting out a record or two that didn't have the real success that you maybe needed to endure. Nowadays, kind of a lot of that stuff has gone away. You know, things want to be more instant in a way.
Yeah, that's what the internet does for the music business. Except Tracy Chapman wants you to buy CDs or vinyl instead of streaming because that's how a lot of artists get paid. Listen, Taylor Swift does gazillions of streaming, but that's not her biggest source of income. I mean, aside from her concerts, that's not her biggest source of income. That's why she releases like four vinyls at the same time. Madonna and Elton John's decades-long feud is finally over after she visited him backstage at Saturday Night Live this past weekend. She says he apologized for bashing her for decades. And a dirt alert. Destiny's Child's Michelle Williams was stunned on a recent flight when a man's bare foot kept creeping into her space. And she posted a photo on Instagram and she even elbowed the foot, but she didn't want people coming after her.
I don't care. I still like Southwest. You're not going to shame me into whatever class it was. So people are like, well, you shouldn't have been flying coach. I was flying first class. My seat was 3F. And I didn't know the F was going to be for feet.
Here's the thing. There are classless people who can afford first class. Ew. Put your shoes back on. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. Man, I hope Michelle Williams washed that elbow really well after she touched that guy's foot. Gross.